Today's first reading and the gospel are powerful readings. The readings apply just as much to us today as it did in the time of Jesus. In fact, I think these readings are even more complex today. We live in a more complex and a more sophisticated time and place. In order to understand the full impact of the gospel message, we need to look a little closer at it. Leprosy is still with us today, but in a different form. Leprosy in the Bible is the descriptive term that refers to a whole range of skin diseases and afflictions. But biblical leprosy was a serious business, even if it wasn't a disease we call Hansen's disease today. In the book of Leviticus, which was from the first reading, is basically a book of rules. In it are the rules that must be followed. When a person was declared a leper, the person was cut off from society that he lived in. They were forced to live apart from the rest to prevent the spread of that impurity. They were prohibited from religious rites for fear of contaminating the sacred space. Kind of sound familiar, doesn't it? To further understand the gospel, we need to know the difference between to cure and to heal. And very often, healing and curing are used synonymously. But there really is a difference. Curing is an event. Healing, on the other hand, is a process. It's ongoing. Healing comes from God. Healing comes from an open heart. Healing is an expression of love and compassion for one another. For Jesus' healing was a manifestation of his Father's love for us, his Father's compassion for us. About a fifth of the contents of the Gospels are about Jesus' healing. In fact, there are 18 incidents of healing in Mark's Gospel alone. Last week, we heard about Peter's mother-in-law, today the leper, and next week the paralytic. Healing, I believe, is much larger and a different concept than just cure. Healing gives back to the person an identity. Healing someone restores that patient to the community. And healing gives back that person's life. And what is so amazing about this curing and this healing of the leper is that Jesus saw beyond that law. He saw beyond the community. He saw into a heart of an individual, and he saw a heart that was broken. He saw a heart that yearned to be made whole again. Can you imagine the faith of that leper? What hope he must have had in that broken heart that this outcast of society had by asking Jesus to cure him. Not only did he ask to be cured, he gave Jesus a choice. And he said, if you wish, you can make me whole. And then Jesus did the unthinkable. He touched the leper, and the leper was cured. Jesus showed that the healing love is greater than the law. And theoretically, Jesus became unclean when he touched that leper. And I think Jesus really wanted to share and endure what that leper endured. Because it says, Jesus remained outside in a deserted place. The gospel story tells us how to deal with those that we cast out of our lives. There may be members of our own family. There may be people from other cultures, other religions, or those with different values and different lifestyles. In the gospel, Jesus gives us a blueprint to follow. Jesus did more than teach. He healed both physical and mental ills by walking from town to town and healing. And Jesus gave the message of hope to all who heard him. This historic Jesus Christ is no longer with us physically on this earth. We are the healing Christ to others when we reach out with understanding and with compassion to one who has lost a loved one, or maybe one who has received a fatal diagnosis. We are the healing Christ to that person struggling with addiction, or that inmate struggling to make his way back into society. We are the healing Christ to persons struggling with a relationship. We are Christ to those who are poor and homeless. These people need to know that we are not afraid to touch them in whatever, touch them, and we touch them in any way we can. We touch them by praying, by caring, by whatever is needed to make that person whole again. And by doing this, we give them a message of hope. And once they realize there is hope and there is love, then the healing power of Christ becomes a reality to them. Jesus teaches us through the words of the gospel that we must be the modern-day disciples and carry out Jesus' healing ministry. And that's the good news of today's gospel.